We can no longer, I say, no longer stand by while that great, that noble beast, the elephant man's best big friend, goes unnoticed and unrewarded. More attention today and more publicity in the public prints is given to Pakistan, Brigitte Bardot, electric toothbrushes, Ben Casey, Monopoly, than to elephants. Is that fair? Can Ben Casey squirt water through his nose? Can Brigitte Bardot eat 158 pounds of peanuts in a single day? I doubt it, my friends. Oh, my friends, the elephant is part of our great and noble heritage. Just think for a moment of the famous names in our history. Names like Franklin Delano Elephant, Ulysses S. Elephant, and Honest Abe Elephant, and George Elephant, who never told a lie, Thomas Alva Elephant, who invented the electric trunk and the field of arts, Oliver Wendell Elephant, Edgar Allan Elephant, and last but not least, Rock Elephant. Oh, friends, there are questions today that must be answered. Is it true that some of our representatives in Washington today are anti-elephant? If this is not true, why is not the CIA training elephants in Guatemala? Think that over. And what is the mayor of Waterloo, Iowa, doing about the elephant question? And in conclusion, I should like to ask each and every one of you to personally look deep into your own hearts and ask yourself, when was the last time you took an elephant to lunch? We'll be right back.